Now, Shelley, I know we've talked just generally at the beginning of the program about involving the school nurse. Are there general tips for parents on how to go about doing that?
Well, you know, talking to the school nurse to start with. I think I found a lot of parents don't even realize they can do that, that they can just go in and talk to the school nurse and just say, hey, I've got this issue with my child and I'd really like some advice, and, you know, and I'd also like them to create a plan. And this is another thing that a lot of parents don't realize exists, is an IEP plan, which stands for Individual Education Plan. There are also 504 plans, which are a variation of that, but the school and the nurse would be better than I able to help parents guide them toward which of those plans they would need. But the Individual Education Plan gives the nurse the ability to help each child that they deal with have a plan that suits their needs. So the first step in that process, even if you've never been to school before, would be calling up and saying, can I speak to the school nurse? And can I speak to my child's teacher? And can we talk about the issues that occur with my child so that we can have a plan and a way for dealing with it in the school? And we also encourage the physician's participation in this, meaning you can call your physician's office and ask them to speak to the school nurse, or you can ask the school nurse to call and speak with the physician's office. And as long as you give them a release, it's something we do quite frequently, because then everybody can get on the same page, and, you know, physicians can actually make recommendations to the school nurses, just as they do to the family, as to what would best serve a particular child.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that.